you've got two teams that go toe-to-toe in the center of the ring for 3.5 hours. And, you know, there are separators that happen. And the separators are going to be, you're going to look back at a long game. And, you know, I know everybody looks right away to the fake field goal. That part I got, you know, and I understand that. But there's more to it than just that along the way. And one of them is, I'll give you one offensive play and one defensive play where you need to have all 11 people doing their job on a play in football to make it work on both sides of the ball. If you don't, then it doesn't work, right? And I'll give you two examples where you've got to be able to make the play when the play is there. So I'll do one offense and one defense. All right, we, you know, and again, you know, when it comes to the fake field goal, okay, everybody, you know, that's been discussed by everybody across the board, obviously. And James then talked about it in that interview. Jack and I did it. But one was the wheel route down the sideline. And Sean Clifford, right, who had to fight his way through a day under duress, steps up and puts the ball in the absolute perfect spot to make the play. And it's dropped. That play is either going to be a big play, or even better, it's going to be a big play touchdown, because he is beyond 2 yards with speed beyond the defender, and I didn't see a safety coming over to help at all. I think he would have scored on that play. You got to be able to make the catch. You got to make. I mean, this is not a hard catch. You know, it's one thing to sit there and do the spectacular, make a great catch, but you got to make all the ones that are put into your hands in a spot, and your quarterback, your line protected well enough so he could throw it. Everybody else cleared out so you could get a one-on-one opportunity. You win your battle in a one-on-one opportunity, and you don't catch it. Okay, Michigan didn't have a drop like that in the game. And then here's another one. On a Michigan touchdown drive, Penn State's got Michigan third and long. At this point, you're playing down a distance, and the player, see, I'm not naming names. I'm not big into naming names. Player gets himself into position to make the tackle on a guy like Haskins. Now, Haskins, you know, Haskins is not a big-time speed back or anything like that. But man alive, he is built, and he is somebody who's got power and he's got determination. And instead of wrapping, fundamental, wrap, boom, and take him down to the ground, want to body block him to the ground because body block looks really cool on TV. Can't do it. You got to wrap. You got to wrap and take him down. You got to get your arms around him, and you got to fundamentally take him down to the ground. You just can't expect to boom hit this guy. That guy's not going to do that. He's too good a running back, too powerfully built to do that. Those are the fundamentals. Okay, a fundamental play. Got to catch it. Okay, this wasn't like I had to reach way out. This was I had to go back. The ball was over right there, lobbed into the basket. You got to catch it. All right? I get the running back there, short of the first down. Boom, wrap, fundamentally, take him down. You want to watch a guy tackle? Watch Vincent Gray, number 4 for Michigan. I walked out of there more impressed with him than any player out there on Saturday in terms of how he played the game. And that's a good tackler, good football player. You know, probably snuck under all of your radars, which I understand. But gee whiz, I walked out of there really impressed by him. Because of how he played, how he tackled. People weren't breaking tackles on him. Because he wraps you up and takes you down. And, you know, those are just two plays you have out there. I don't know how many plays were run on Saturday. Between the two teams, I think they ran about 160 plays between the two of them. I think Penn State ran 86 in the game. So about 160 plays between the two teams were run on Saturday. Well, in those 160 plays, you're going to have five or six that just swing the game one way or the other. Those are two of the plays right there that may go under the radar where you just sit there and say, you know what? They don't get a touchdown if you drop him to the ground. Penn State gets a touchdown if you make that catch. I mean, those are just a couple plays right there among many along the way. Your quarterback's been under duress. You know, 12 tackles for losses is too many. You know, you run 86 plays. So you got 12 tackles for losses in the game. I mean, gave up 7 sacks, 3 on the opening drive. I mean, that's a lot to handle. But, you know, so what, 14% of your plays that you ran on Saturday ended up being a loss? It's hard to play like that. Clifford played hard, played his guts out. I thought Kevon Lee ran the ball well. Dotson's got more guts than... You know, I thought Ellis Brooks played a phenomenal game. 16 tackles. I mean, thought Epic Katie played a phenomenal game. Stout ended up being the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. I mean, that's how I viewed it.